Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we dive into the delicious world of home cooking and distilling. I'm your host, Ben Harper, ready to guide you through another flavorful adventure. Today, we're stepping into the intriguing world of spirits with a special focus on bourbon. Yes, you heard it right. We're making bourbon at home. Homemade bourbon has a charm of its own. And imagine this, sipping a glass that you crafted, tailored just for your taste buds. It sounds complex, but with our easy guide, you can create a delicious bourbon in just 7 days. So let's get into the art of home distilling, shall we? First things first, it's important to note that distilling spirits at home for personal consumption in the US usually requires a permit. However, today we'll focus on the basics and ensure you know what's essential before you dive deep. Sound effect, clanking of glass bottles. Essential equipment is key. You'll need a clean, airtight fermentation vessel for your mash, a distillation apparatus if you're going traditional, a hydrometer to measure alcohol content, and barrels for aging to impart those rich, woody flavors into your bourbon. Now let's talk ingredients. The heart of bourbon is its grain mixture. You'll need corn, rye, and barley. Make sure at least 51% of your mix is corn. That's crucial for that classic bourbon flavor. And don't forget the unsung hero, yeast, vital for fermentation and quality water, which impacts everything from the mash process to the final taste. Sound effect, pouring liquid. Ready to start crafting? Begin with the mash. Mix your grains according to your chosen recipe, cook them to convert starches into fermentable sugars, and set the stage for fermentation. After mixing, it's time for fermentation. Transfer your mash to the vessel, add the yeast, and let nature do its magic. This process can take a few days to a week, so patience is your friend here. Next up, distillation. This step separates the heart of your bourbon from the less desirable heads and tails. Heat your fermented mash, alcohol vaporizes first, condenses, and voila, you collect the heart, the best part of the distillate. But the journey doesn't end here. After distillation, consider aging your bourbon in charred oak barrels. This not only enhances flavor, but also gives that distinct bourbon character. And when you're finally ready to enjoy, remember, serving and storing are just as important. Store your bourbon in a cool, dark place to preserve its rich flavors. And when serving, let your creativity flow. Maybe try a homemade bourbon sauce or even bourbon vanilla extract to add to your desserts. Crafting your own bourbon is indeed a rewarding experience. It's about patience, precision, and passion for the flavors you wish to create. Embrace the process, experiment with blends, and most importantly, enjoy each sip responsibly. That's all for today's episode on Master the Art of Bourbon, Home Distilling Simplified. I hope you feel inspired to try this out and add another skill to your culinary arts. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, the joy of cooking and distilling is best when shared. Until next time, keep stirring up new recipes and new experiences. This is Ben Harper from Simple Recipe Box, signing off. Cheers.